Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin, JMJ Catholic Radio, bringing local and EWTN Catholic programming to northeastern and central Pennsylvania. Welcome to the In the Father's Hands program with host Mary Kate Grady. Four friends of Mary Kate are with her for today's program here at the Heaven and Earth Gift Shop in the former Guild Building in Scranton to discuss the Full of Grace Fall Study. All are active in apostolates or ministries here in the Diocese of Scranton. Janine Ivanish, owner of the gift shop, Tracy Tully, Lisa Shovlin, and Jerry Featherby. Mary Kate?
Thank you so much, Jerry, and we're so happy to have you all join us again for our program In the Father's Hands. And we're so grateful for Janine having us at Heaven and Earth Gift Shop to do our recording. It's exciting to be here. This is the first time I've gotten to do a program off-site, so I'm really enjoying that. So we're so glad to be with you all again today. And as we always do, before we jump into our program, let us begin with a prayer, our reflection from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verses 27, where Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one shall snatch them out of my hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this promise of you always holding us. This wonderful passage from St. John brings to our minds and hearts the eternal reality that our life is always being held in the hands of God, and what a beautiful thought to carry with us throughout our day and throughout our week to encourage us. And as Jerry mentioned so beautifully, the names of our guests, I'm so excited to have our guests joining us today. And I would like to start with Tracy. Tracy, if you would tell us what parish you're part of and what ministry you're involved with.
Hi, Mary Kate. Thank you. My name is Tracy Tully, and I am a member of Our Lady of the Abingtons Parish up in Dalton. And my primary ministry right now is, other than being a wife and a mother, is helping to run Altus for Women with Lisa Shovlin. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. But I'm also on the parish renewal team at Our Lady of the Abingtons, and I also help, I'm on the planning committee for the Catholic Women's Conference in the diocese, and I am the music chair for the conference. So that's, in a nutshell, what I'm doing ministry-wise.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Tracy. And then we're going to go ahead and have Lisa. So, Lisa?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. My name is Lisa Shovlin, and I also am a member of Our Lady of the Abingtons in Dalton, along with Tracy. I'm working on the parish renewal team there, and I'm in charge of parish coordinators for the Women's Conference here in Scranton, and I also am the co-founder, along with Tracy, of Altus for Women.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And next, we're going to introduce Jerry.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Mary Kate. My name is Jerry Featherby, and I am a member of St. Eulalia Parish and a supporter and friend of St. Thomas More in Scranton. And I've been involved with the Altus Ministry. I've attended the Women's Conference. I am a board member at JMJ Catholic Radio, and my passion is with Rachel's Vineyard, which is a post-abortive weekend for women healthcare workers, and men.
Thank you so much, Jerry. And last but definitely not least, Janine.
Hello, Mary Kay. Thank you so much for coming today. We're really excited about our time together. My name's Janine Ivanish, and I belong to St. Eulalia's Parish. I'm a lector there. I'm also on the board for the Catholic Women's Conference. And my passion and ministry has been creating Heaven and Earth Gift Shop and Cafe to be the hub of the new evangelization and to welcome people maybe who aren't comfortable going to church. I mean, we have a lot of people who do go to church and love our cafe and gift shop, but also it's a safe place for people to come, and we hope to be a stepping stone to lead people closer to Christ.
Thank you so much, ladies. That's wonderful. And we're going to jump into here having two of our ladies talk about a ministry in the diocese, which was mentioned here before, Altus for Women. And I just wanted to put a plug in there real quick before I have Tracy start us off and talking about what Altus is. But I was just mentioning to the ladies before the program started how important it is as Catholic women to have community. I work in a setting, a hospital. It's not a Catholic hospital, and I work with great people, but people that aren't necessarily steeped in faith, or some have bits of faith. Some know a little bit about it, some don't know anything. And I think over the years, I thought to myself, I'm so grounded in my Catholic faith, I'll do great anywhere. And sort of that individualistic idea of like, oh, I'm good, you know. And I sort of have been realizing, thank God for his mercy, that you so much need support of other Catholic women. You know, we need the saints to push us forward, to grow in our faith, but we need each other. And these women here today, they're so involved in ministries that recognize that we need the support, this backup. And so that's what Altus for Women is, and also this fall study. So I'm going to have these ladies talk about that a little bit to put it out there to you, the women of the Diocese of Scranton, that you do have a support team here. You have people you can make friends with. They will help you grow in your faith. They'll push you forward. And we really need that as Catholics. We need the support team. The early church gathered together. They prayed together. We all need to keep doing that. It worked in the beginning. It's going to keep working now. So I want to start off with Tracy and then with Lisa jumping in to talk to us a little bit about Altus for Women. So, Tracy, could you tell us about that?
Sure, Mary Kate. Well, in 2014, Lisa and I, we had met at a Bible study a couple years before that, and we just felt called by God to start some sort of ministry for women. And we didn't really know how that was going to pan out, but through a number of events, we realized that it wasn't just going to be a parish ministry, but it was going to be something more regional. We knew a lot of faithful women in a lot of other parishes, and we just felt this need to get all these really faithful sparks together to start and ignite this big bonfire in the diocese of women filled with faith. And it's, you know, the things that you said about why we need community, that's Catholic community. That's exactly why we started Altus, just to bring together committed Catholic women in the area to offer each other support and companionship and to help each other grow in faith. But then also to take what we've learned and to reach out to other women, maybe who have no faith or very little faith or a shaky faith, and help them to ground themselves in the truth and teachings of the church and in the love of Christ, and help them to kind of develop and to blossom and to grow in faith, which is the tagline for Altus for Women. It's Altus for Women, growing in faith. So that's what we're about. We have studies a couple of times a year. Of course, COVID has streamlined what we're able to do, but we're back up and running, and this Full of Grace study is our second post-COVID study, and we're excited to have it at Heaven and Earth Gift Shop, which is a beautiful venue and a perfect location for women to gather.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Tracy. And I also want to put Lisa in here for a second just to talk a little bit about her involvement in Altus for Women, which she's been helping. You've been teaming up and doing it together, but just to give a little bit of plug for that as well.
Hi. Well, just to expand a little bit more on Altus, we want to bring women to a place where there's truth and beauty, because that captures the desires of the feminine heart. And so we always make a point of people feeling welcome when they come. Sometimes women come and they don't know anyone, or they are a little wary of female relationships, actually, because of gossiping and backstabbing and all of those things. So we welcome women. They don't ever find that environment in the Altus community or an Altus group. And we also make a point of evangelizing with beauty. And so we just take the extra step that's necessary to capture the feminine heart. We use candles, and we used to set the tables with a beautiful tablecloth and pearls and just table decorations. We have fancy name tags. We used to do wonderful refreshments, but it doesn't really matter exactly what we do. We just want women to come into a room and we often see just a big smile on their face, like, oh my goodness, you went to all this trouble for me. And that's really what we want, is for women to feel valued and cherished as a beloved child of the Most High God.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I was just going to say really quickly that you mentioned about the flowers and the setting the tables and everything. So when I first went to a book club about 5 years ago, and I came in, it was at my parish, St. John the Evangelist up in Honesdale. I was kind of like, whoa, I walked in and there was, you know, there was tablecloths and there was pearls on the table and there was chocolates, which that was my favorite part. But there was chocolates and there, you know, it was really inviting. You're like, oh, they got this, someone took the time to get this ready for me. And that sort of meant a lot. You know, a lot of times women are serving, especially those out there that are mothers. You spend your whole life serving people all the time. So when someone else is serving you, it's like, wow, that's really great, you know? So I do understand what you're saying about that beauty. That little bit, it seems like a little thing, but it does mean a lot. And another thing I wanted to mention was, this past year at our parish, we did a Bible study, which kind of branched off the Altus Book Club. And so this summer, myself and the lady leading it, Sarah Rennekamp, is pregnant. And so Sarah was going to be away for the summer. I had a lot of commitments. So I said, well, we're not meeting in June and July. And people were like, what? No. And I couldn't believe the how disappointed and upset people were. I didn't realize how much they loved it till I got this drastic reaction of like, when are we going to meet again? And we're going to meet again for sure, right? Oh yeah, we definitely will meet again. So I didn't even realize how much it meant till I said it wasn't going to happen in June, and there was a general outcry. So I can speak for myself how influential Altus has been, how helpful it's been to me, and just in our parish, St. John the Evangelist, we've had different things spring up from Altus just in our own parish. So and so then Tracy and Lisa did mention about this fall study that's coming about. So I'm going to have Janine start us off with explaining a little bit about the book that they're using for the fall study, Full of Grace, and have Jerry come in there and for them to kind of talk to us more about what that is. So
thanks, Mary Kate. Basically, I converted to the faith when I was newly married and came in as a cafeteria Catholic. And basically learned, you know, more and more about the faith. And as I did, I just, you know, honestly, it made sense. And I could see how wise Holy Mother Church is. So Jerry and I met at St. Eulalia's. Our children are of a similar age. And we had lost our youth group leader. And so we were talking about, you know, how to basically, you know, keep the faith alive in our parish with the youth. And we ended up going on the March for Life together as youth group leaders and chaperones. And Jerry bought me a book there at the Shrine of the Immaculate Heart of Mary down in Washington, D.C. at the gift shop. And it was the Full of Grace book by Johnette Bankovic, who's now Johnette Bankovic Williams. She's since been married. But anyway, the book, she said, keep going. She said, the beginning's a little slow. And I was really appreciative that she said that, because I could acknowledge that. As I was reading the book, I'm like, yeah, this seems a little dry, but okay, I'll keep going. Well, honestly, the book, you know, we talk about stepping stones of our faith. This book and the study was like an elevator. It just was more than a stepping stone. What I learned in this book was so powerful. And Johnette Bankovic Williams' example of how to have a relationship with God and Jesus and the Blessed Mother and the saints is so beautiful. So Jerry asked me if I would co-facilitate with her. And honestly, I was really hesitant because I taught first grade CCD, but to teach women, I was like, I don't think I'm qualified. But I prayed about it and thought, okay, why not? You really, as a facilitator, you're not the teacher. You're just guiding people on the journey of reading the book. Anyway, the book was fantastic, and I still, so we taught it that year. We had 12 women. It was amazing. I mean, I can't even tell you the power of this study. And recently, my husband and I had the blessing of having dinner with Johnette and her ministry team. And what they say is about 60,000 women have gone through and have read this program throughout the world, including Ukraine, There is a group of women in the Ukraine. I mean, I don't know what the status is now, but they had the blessing of reading this book. And it's a living study. So I've done the study at least three times, and I'm really looking forward to doing it again in the fall. I've learned a lot about forgiveness, and I go back to the book because, of course, we know in life we have to forgive over and over and over again. It gets a little annoying. But but I love the resources here that I can go back and remind myself what forgiveness is and what it isn't. And also how God works in people's lives, leading them, like listening to the Holy Spirit. And I mean, honestly, I think it led me to open Heaven and Earth Gift Shop by making a place where people can come, learn about God, provide books, resources, and the gathering place for friendship, like you were saying. The friendships that were started in our group are just so powerful. And even Jerry giving me this book, and women I know, you know, who say, oh, I'm going to confession later today. All these reminders, the way people live their lives, being in a group with holy sisters is such an incredible blessing, and it's helped me a lot.
That's wonderful. Thank you for giving such a thorough, you know, explanation of that, Janine. And I also want to have Jerry weigh in here and talk a little bit about, you're the one that gave the book, correct, to Janine? So you kind of kickstarted that, Jerry. But tell us a little bit about this study and about the book.
Thanks, Mary Kate. So the fun part is I don't remember giving Janine the book, which is great. And I didn't remember the year. Because I do remember that my reconversion into my faith, this was the impetus for my reconversion, in addition to a conversation with the wife of Robbie Walsh, who my son was taking guitar lessons. And so that started the whole thing. And then I caught this woman named Janet Bankovic on television a few times, and I watched her poise, and I thought, oh, she's so beautiful, and she has so much to say, and she seems so authentic as a feminine woman. And from that moment, I experienced a true conversion, and over a period of 2 weeks in the middle of the night, and so I was encouraged to go see Monsignor Essoff, and I did, and he pushed this paper that said, you and your new husband need to go to Syracuse for the 100-year celebration of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Well, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I know the picture, but I don't know who that is. So we did. My husband came with me. And it was then that I saw Janet live. And I watched her bouncing up and down with the Spirit. And I thought, this is nothing like the television lady. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I was all in. And then I left and went right to the conference area where they sold all the books, and I bought it all. And I came home, and then, yeah, so at some point it was in between there that I must have purchased the book Full of Grace for Janine when we were on the pro-life walk. And so that was how I started with it. And then we did it in my house. We had 12 women at my house at night. And what I clearly remember is the understanding that as I read a chapter, then the workbook, and watched the half-hour program, thinking and asking the women there, why didn't we ever learn this? Wait, what? That's what our faith teaches? I gotta go to confession. Wow. So I felt as though, like many people who have had, you know, major conversions, that we were catechized but not evangelized. And that's no one's fault. You know, you don't want to put the blame anywhere, because we all experienced that conversion and that relationship with Jesus and Mary in a different way. And so it's so exciting to find that. The challenging part is when you are surrounded by family members, maybe, who are not in the same place you are, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're wondering, why aren't you feeling like this? Right? Right? And so, yeah, everybody's kind of left behind in the shadows there. So you want everyone to be experiencing that. And the beauty of this is that I've learned the prudence and the patience of understanding, and through wisdom, of understanding that everyone's going to have their experience in God's time. Mm-hmm. And as a result of this, I have definitely become a more authentic wife, mother, friend, you know, sisters in Christ, women that I've surrounded myself with and loved. And also with Mary Kate, you were saying how when you first worked, you started working in a place that was not necessarily filled with faith-filled people, mm-hmm. right? You saw yourself as the light, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That was the challenge that I had, to stay in the setting that I was in for a great deal of time, knowing that it wasn't necessarily, you know, a healthy place. And at times it could be toxic. And making the choice to be the light, and stay that. And I could not have done that without this particular foundational study. It was a major conversion for me.
Thank you so much for all of you sharing all that. And just to go off with Jerry's saying here is, you know, we are called to be the light out in the world, but like our lights can flicker. You know, we might be working with people that seemingly have no lights, but our lights can flicker out too, because we, you know, I think maybe the older we get in our faith, we realize every day how deeply we need God. We need him so much more than we'll ever understand or realize, but he's kind of made it that we really need each other too. And sometimes I don't think we've realized that, and our society is rather individualistic, and you feel this pressure that you kind of have to succeed on your own or do things on your own. Like, that's not the Catholic way at all. You know, God's all about us. We're focusing on him first, but he's put us with each other to be constantly helping each other out, relying on one another. And that's a little humbling sometimes, but as I was reading about this Full of Grace study, it did mention learning about authentic femininity with the Blessed Virgin as model. And so if you want to talk about humility right there, that's the lady of the hour when it comes to humility. So, and I just want to throw that in there too. I haven't read the book myself, but it seems like there is a emphasis on the Blessed Mother in the book. Maybe Janine, would you mention that just for a second?
Absolutely. I remember Janet talking about the Blessed Mother, and receptivity, surrender, and trust were three of the main virtues that the Blessed Mother had to practice. And so I've been actually asking for that recently, you know, that's really the way to do God's will. And if we want to be like the Blessed Mother and bring Christ to others, we need to emulate her. And so it's just been really amazing to learn about authentic femininity, because the world says being a strong woman, it's almost the direct opposite of the Blessed Mother, you know, and the actions and the decisions and the gentleness that she has. So it's really, I just think it's so empowering for women to know the truth, because when we're living a lie, we don't feel a peace in our heart. And so once you know the truth, you're like, oh, okay, it's okay to be a woman. I love that.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, so our time, believe it or not, is winding down here. But I would like to do, before we close out, is Tracy, if you wouldn't mind just telling people how they can get information about Altus for Women. First off, we'll have these other ladies tell us about the details for the fall study. But Tracy, could you tell us how people would get a hold of information about Altus?
Sure. Well, we have a Facebook page, and if you just search in the little search bar under Facebook, Altus for Women, you can find us there. We also have a tab on the Heaven and Earth Gift Shop website that says Altus on it, and there's information about us there. We're in partnership with Heaven and Earth Gift Shop, so Janine has given us a tab on her website, so you can learn about us there as well. And actually, I'll just go ahead and mention, you can register on that same tab. So you just go to Heaven and Earth Gift Shop, and the and is spelled out. It's not the little symbol. It's A-N-D, heavenandearthgiftshop.com. And then there's an Altus tab, on the menu. If you click that, you'll go right to the page about our ministry, and you'll see the registration link.
Wonderful. And I might have one of these ladies too here just give us a little bit of details about where Heaven and Earth is and what dates the study will be starting.
Thanks, Mary Kate. Yes, Heaven and Earth Gift Shop is located on the corner of Wyoming Avenue and Mulberry Streets in downtown Scranton. We're a block away from the cathedral. It's very easy to get to from the highways. And the study starts September 7th for 10 weeks, and I believe it runs until November 9th.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I highly encourage everybody out there and invite somebody maybe to come to that study too with you, that maybe if you're not quite sure, they're not sold on it, it doesn't matter. They're coming with you who'd be like a friend or a family member, and they can just try it out. You know, then they can see where Heaven and Earth is. It's a total win-win situation if you come. But as you mentioned, and then they have free parking, so that's really good too. So the study's on Wednesdays. As you said, it started September 7th. Wednesdays, it's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and the study goes to November 9th at Heaven and Earth Gift Shop. So I highly encourage everybody to please come and check that out. And it'll be once a week. It'll be every single week, so not like it doesn't skip around or once a month, so once every single week. But again, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me today. I'm so thankful, and thank you so much, Jerry, for doing our recording. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Bye now.